the clouds are opening.
Blessed art thou.
And there are streams of white light coming through the clouds. Now the lights are very bright. And as there, I don't know if it's the flickering of the lights, but there's a tremendous swaying of diamond-like dust now upon us. It's falling in the area of Our Lady's statue. Very beautiful. It's like slivers of glass-cut diamonds. Very beautiful. Now the sky is turning a very bright blue, a beautiful deep blue. I can't explain the color in human words of the blue. It's so beautiful. Oh, there's a light forming now beyond the streams of light, and Our Lady now is coming forward. Oh, right, you can see her. Our Lady has her hands extended and the lights are coming from both of her hands. Oh, it's so bright. Oh, I can't describe Our Lady's face because I can't see her face that clearly because the light is so bright. Oh.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Oh, Our Lady now is coming forward, and she has in her arms, oh, the Christ child. Oh, he looks very regal, the child in Our Lady's arms. He has a small golden crown upon his head, and he has a white gown. I can see the sash at his waist, and his feet are there. But he has a velvet robe now about his arms, and it's tied at the top under his chin. He looks like a very regal prince. Our Lady is smiling. Your description, my child, is very colorful. Yes, he was a child of peace, a prince of peace. Now Our Lady is moving over to the left and is becoming very bright. The light is so bright now. Our Lady seems to be obscured in the light. And now there's a man coming forward next to her. He seems to be just developing from the clouds behind Our Lady. No, he's coming out of them. Oh, I recognize him. It's Saint Joseph. Oh, Saint Joseph has on a brown gown and sandals. They look like they're made of a brown skin-like type of robe. Oh, it has, I can count now the straps on his sandal. It's only two straps through his toes and a band across his ankle. And he's now turning and smiling at Our Blessed Mother. And I can see that his gown has a headpiece hanging behind his shoulders. Now he's extending his right arm, and in it he has a long staff. I think it's a staff. It's the long stick. My child.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
You will make it known to mankind.
And blessed is the fruit of thy.
That the head of an earthly family is the Father. The Father eternal.
The Lord is with thee.
Will guide the Father, the head of the household.
Jesus.
A woman of earth shall not cast aside her role as mother and housekeeper.
Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
She shall stay in her home and guide her children. Now it's growing quite dark,
and
it's though a great dark cloud has passed across the sky, and I can only see now the bottoms of Our Lady's feet and St. Joseph's. Now there's a booming voice. I recognize it as Michael. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. They shall reap the fruits of their labors. The crops shall rot. Mankind shall feel a sword upon his world. A reddish brown, very beautiful. Now he's holding out his hands, Jesus,
our Father,
and his voice,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be.
My hands are bleeding, My heart is sobbing. I long to see my creation and be filled with joy.
Praise the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Now Jesus is placing his hands out, and there are tremendous large drops of blood coming down.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
upon the world.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Jesus, thy grace,
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Now Michael is coming forward. He has in his hands a very large golden chalice. And he's going over now. He's standing now below Jesus on his knees. He's not standing, he's kneeling now. He's taken a kneeling position. And he's extending the chalice. And the drops of blood are filling up the chalice. Faster and faster, and now the chalice is overflowing. Now Michael is walking over. He's not walking, he's floating. I say walking, but Michael doesn't walk, he floats. He's carried like on the wind, and he's handing the chalice to Our Lady. She's not holding the Christ child anymore, but now she's accepted the chalice. Michael now is coming forward, and Our Lady is fading. Don't go. I'm not leaving my child. But Michael has words for you to give to mankind.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Listen, hasten, hearken, and listen. For you are receiving a warning from the Eternal Father.
Thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary,
leaders in the houses of God throughout your world, you must teach honorably. You must teach in faith with firm foundation. Tradition must not be separated from the truth. Man shall not build upon earth a church of man. The foundation is Jesus the Christ in the Father and in the Spirit. Of error.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy.
No man shall escape the chastisement. Houses will blow in the wind. Skin will dry up and blow off the bones as if it had never been. Eyes will see and still not believe. Are the hearts of man.
Let us pray.
Sin
and
all manner of evil has become a way of life in your nation and the countries upon earth. One by one, in a sudden movement, many nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. Many of the good must do heavy penance and suffer for this evil, but winning their eventual crown in the eternal kingdom of God the Father. The Most High God, the Eternal Father, commands you now as a generation to turn back from your ways.
full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
The knowledge of the supernatural must not be discarded by men of science who rationalize sin. Men of science ever searching and never finding the truth.
Glory be to the Father.
As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Joel, there will come upon your world a scourge. Your city corrupt in your nation, a disgrace in the eyes of God, shall set itself to right the wrong or shall be destroyed. The murders daily of the unborn in your city and your nation have balanced the scale heavily to the left. You have been judged as a nation and found by the Eternal Father corrupt, degraded, and lacking in faith. Eternal Father shall chastise those he loves.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary.
You will not accept, my child, a diabolical machine into your living room. Remove it. No excuses for the diabolical box of Satan. Mankind has accepted all manner of aberrations and evil created by Satan to corrupt and destroy his chance for eternal salvation. All who wish to be saved must believe, and in believing must follow the rules.
Blessed art thou among women.
The example by many of our dedicated is poor. Therefore, the heads of families must now take it upon themselves to be guardians of the faith in their households. The children are the victims of their elders. Therefore, the parents shall teach their children in truth. The rabbi, is a teacher of life. Do not be fooled by those who have foul their garments. There are devils loosed upon your earth, assuming human form for destruction. Your country had been placed under the guidance of the Mother of God, Mary the Immaculate, and as such, she begs clemency before the Eternal Father and more time for your redemption before the ball is set upon you. Are you ready for the test?
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Our Father who art in heaven,
I see
thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be
a great body of water.
Heaven.
Now it's as though I'm riding in a boat and looking on to the land and the seashore. It's now filling with all figures. They look like they're going to battle. There are now tanks pulling up, and they're lining up. It appears from here that there is going to be an invasion. But the country knows of this coming invasion and is preparing for the battle. Up! Of this sword, my child, shall be a great war. Nations shall disappear from the face of the earth. Eyes will see, and many will still not believe. You will pray as a nation, as an individual, as a family, as a human being, for your Holy Father, Pope Paul the
VI.
He is now carrying his cross with fortitude. There are in the holy city of Rome two red fish. Remove them. Men of God, shall you stand before the Eternal Father and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? Shall he cast you, spit in you from his mouth? As vipers into the flames of the abyss? No man shall place judgment upon you. The Eternal Father shall judge you. No man shall escape this judgment. My child. Now, Michael is holding in his right hand a scale. It looks like a golden balance, a scale. And he's now showing it to me. You can observe, my child, that it is heavily balanced to the left. Iniquity is reaching its peak. As you have been directed in the past by the Queen of Heaven and Earth, as the peak of iniquity is reached, then shall man feel the final scourge. The world, your world, shall pass through a crucible of suffering. All who are of well spirit have nothing to fear. Hope and trust in your God shall take you through this trial. Oh my goodness. The sky now is opening up, and oh, there is that ball. It looks like a ball of fire. Oh, terrible. I can't look at it. It must be much closer because it's so bright. It hurts my eyes. Oh, I would say it looks now about the size of a dime. My child shall find that this ball will come upon mankind without warning. All men of learning shall now remove their interests from worldly pursuits, get down upon their knees, and make atonement to the Eternal Father for their offenses to their God. Prayer, sacrifice, and atonement we ask of you now, for the time is growing short. I do not have to repeat myself in admonishing you, my child, not to speculate on dates as you were directed by the Queen of Heaven. It matters not a date, but what does matter, my child, is that a permanent change to goodness is undertaken by mankind. Now Michael is rising up into the sky. Now he's standing at Our Lady's, he's going over to Our Lady's right side. Our Lady's just standing there now. She's holding in her right hand a very large scapula, and now she has taken a hold of her beads, which are tied very loosely about the band about her waist. And Our Lady now is removing the beads, and she's holding a hand out with the golden crucifix on the beads and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming over to the center of the sky. She's smiling, and Michael is behind her. He's still holding the balance in his left hand, and Our Lady is extending her rosary now with the golden crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The whole sky now is blue, a most beautiful blue. I always call it Our Lady's blue, for there is no description in human words for the color blue that surrounds Our Lady. It's just beautiful. Now Our Lady is going to the left, and there's appearing a huge monstrance in the sky. Oh, it's so big. It's a golden monstrance. And the host is in the center. Oh, it has also a stand. The monstrance is on a golden stand. And there's a host right in the center. It's so bright. Now Our Lady is next to it. Our Lady looks small because the host and the monster is huge in the sky. My child, this is my Son. We ask all mankind to save their eternal souls, their immortal souls, in the blood, the wounds of my Son. The tabernacles of the world shall be your refuge. Come to my Son. He will nourish you with his body. Unless you eat of this bread of life, you cannot be saved. So great are the forces of evil set upon your world. The abyss is opened wide. The demons are loose now.
Hail Mary.
Hail
Mary. Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
The Lord is
with thee.
Blessed
art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When he is of manageable age for his salvation. You call him
the
of the world and of the spirit. He may live in the world, but you must remain in the spirit.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
And that is of
God's
manifestation.
Shall give you
the Lord is with thee.
The necessary graces
of women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and
and my children,
as it was the beginning, is now, and shall ever be, without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fire of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need
of thy mercy.
And grant us your kind angels to lead us to heaven,
for all
sins are committed against the wickedness and sins of the devil. May God rebuke them, we humbly pray. Thank you, thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by thy divine power, the passion of the house of David, and all the evil spirits, and the light of the world,
a white gown, and he's barefooted. He has a burgundy red cape over his gown. The gown is tied at the center with a rope-like, Jesus says cincture. And now Jesus is placing his hand out like this, and I can see the wound on his right hand. My child, you have been given a message from heaven. Many have taken upon themselves to cast aside the warning from heaven. For this reason, only a few will be saved. The errors and the road to destruction, many have set themselves upon this road through error and not seeking the truth. The light of knowledge is in every man's heart. This knowledge must be turned to channels of the Spirit. Man has given himself to pleasures of the flesh. All have been created by Satan for your downfall. Sadly, your country is following the world onto the road to its own destruction. You must turn back now, for your time has grown short. The Eternal Father will chastise those he loves. Now, Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this. His fingers are flexed like this. And he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is coming down from the sky. She looks very beautiful. Our Lady has a crown on her head now. Oh, it's made of all stones, the most beautiful stones. Each one is set into a huge star-like formation of gold. The center is a stone, and the gold prongs come out forming like the Trinity cross on each elevation from the crown. Oh, Our Lady is dressed all in white, but there's golden trim about her robe, and also the belt on her dress is golden also. And the huge rosary is now tied to Our Lady's belt. Now she's coming right down. She's at Jesus' now right side. He's moving over. Now Jesus is looking down and smiling. He's moved over to our left side, just over by the trees. And he's placing his hand out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going across the sky, and Our Lady's following. They just float. They don't walk like we do. They look almost like they're standing still, but carried across on the wind. And now Jesus is looking down. He's just about next to the top of the tree. And he's looking down. Now his hand is going forward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Graces shall continue to be given in abundance while you await the sign to your bishop. Know that he will receive this sign in shock. Pray much that your clergy will be enlightened. The ways of heaven are not akin to the ways of man. You will not understand them fully until you pass over the veil. Pray a constant vigilance, for your country has gone into deep darkness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Continue with the rosary.